Hey everyone, and welcome back to Rice and Shine, a show looking at life through the perspective of four Asian American teens living in the Pacific Northwest. I'm Sophie.
I'm Ava.
I'm Lauren.
And I'm Grace.
And this week was our first week back in school after our two-week winter break. So we figured we would catch up. We haven't been on here for a while because 3 weeks ago our recording failed.
Oh wait, it's been 4 weeks.
Since the failed recording?
Yeah, because then we had the Friday off. Or the Friday's half day.
Oh, okay.
So you've probably missed us a lot.
Yeah, it's been a whole month since we were able to record, so we're going to give you guys a quick update, which is going to be this episode, before we get back into our regular program, I guess, our regular kind of episodes. So I will start us off. Did anybody go anywhere for winter break?
Yes.
Where? Do tell.
Japan.
What?
Well, what? That's, did you go skiing?
No.
Oh, okay. And what about you, Lauren?
I went to Utah.
Okay.
Did you ski?
Yes, I did ski.
Phew. Thought we weren't going to get any skiers. And then Grace, did you go anywhere?
No, I unfortunately couldn't. I was too busy, but yeah.
Same. I mean, I didn't go anywhere, not because I was busy, because nothing was planned.
Okay, but Ava, do tell about your trip. I didn't even know you were going on this. This is, like, an event.
Yeah, it was actually really fun. Like, the last time I went was 2014, I think. This time we went to Osaka because my uncle has sort of, like, a place there. So we just stayed, and we just ate a lot of food and shopped.
Osaka yes. has the best, like, street food.
Mm-hmm. I didn't eat any of it because I'm picky. But, but I did see Shin Ramen at, like, grocery stores there.
Yeah.
I was tempted, but I didn't. No. I held back.
Good job. Yeah. I'm proud. That's a lot of restraint.
Yeah. Yeah. It really is. But like, yeah, the food was really good. I had like tonkatsu 4 times in a row.
Lovely.
5 times maybe. And now coming back here and like thinking about the Wajimaya like tonkatsu, like I can't go back.
It's worlds apart. Is
it? Like it really ruined everything, but it was like such a good experience.
So, I'm like craving now.
We should go to Japan next year.
Right now.
Yeah.
Pack your bags. Mm-hmm.
We're going. But yeah, it was really fun. It was cold, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Lauren.
Yeah, we visited our family who lives there, and we went skiing a bunch of days. It was really great. There were really great conditions. My family's hoping to go on a helicopter skiing trip next year, and then we're going to go to Japan to ski next month. So it's been a lot of, like, training for that. It was good to see family, too.
Do you ski double blacks or blacks?
I don't know. I kind of do it all.
Dang.
Okay.
Wait, so what is training for Japan like? Is it
harder to ski? I mean, it's not
ski?
Really training for Japan. It's just kind of like, while we were there, my dad was like, these conditions are going to be what it's like when we're helicopter skiing next year. Which is, like, a really different undertaking because it's not like you have a lift or anything. It's just your group up there with a guide, and they, like, fly you up to the top of the mountain, and you go down. And the guide tells you where to go and your tips and, like, how to not get caught in an avalanche. So it's more training for that rather than Japan.
That's crazy.
That's
crazy, said Ava. Ava's so monotone. But anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. I've heard a lot of good...
Sorry, I just, like, kind of fell out of my chair a little bit.
I've heard a lot of really great things about Japan skiing. I had another friend who went up there to ski. He said it was pretty awesome. He said it was his favorite part of Japan. And I was like, oh, like, you know, what about all the other cool things? Nope. Just skiing. But,
yeah.
Some people call it Japao.
Yeah.
Yeah, my dad always talks about that because my dad likes to snowboard. So the rest of my family, we're not too big on skiing or snowboarding. Maybe I'll get into that this year.
Mm-hmm.
I need to because...
That can be a New Year resolution. Everyone, did you have any resolutions?
What did you say?
I said that can be a New Year resolution.
No, but you...
Everyone, do you have any resolutions?
Yeah. No, you said something really weird. Hold on.
Let me check that it works afterwards.
I don't know if you caught that, but I was like, trying to change the subject to New Year's resolutions, and Sophie thought I was just, like, speaking in tongues for a minute there, so she had to stop it and go back to, like, the audio part and prove that I was speaking in tongues. When
it's because I say a New Year's resolution, and you say a New Year resolution, so that already
it just came out like that. Anyway, New Year's resolutions, does anyone have any? Okay.
I mean, I'll go, but, like, I don't want to talk because I just talked. I feel like...
No, go. You know? Right now.
Oh.
I don't...
We can come up with some right now.
How about we make some up? Well, here, I'll start. So my New Year's resolution was to grow a pair and... I'm cutting that. But anyways, as far as resolutions go, I know a really common one is, like, to get more into fitness. But with me, I'm already very... into fitness and going to the gym, but one thing I wanted to do is for every workout, I wanted to run 1 mile before, do the rest, do my lifts, whatever, and then run a mile after, because I'm going to be doing track this year, and it's my first time running competitively, so I'm pretty nervous, and I need to start running more, so it doesn't matter what kind of day I'm doing, I have to start out with a mile, and I've been doing that for about a week and a half now. And then I started recently adding a mile on at the end. And I was texting Lauren about this. I was like, it really makes the lifts hit, you know? And then she didn't respond.
No, I replied with a thumbs up.
And I was like, oh, okay. Because I don't have a ton of people to talk about with, like, my lifting and whatever. So Lauren is my go-to.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about it, but I do. Anyway, I don't know. I kind of have a fitness-related one. I mean, I have a couple that's, like, in the back of my mind that I know, like, you know, New Year's resolutions, you think about them, and then you never go through with them. So that's what these are. Number one, the fitness-related one. I like to climb and boulder, but I only do it, like, when it's convenient for me, so I kind of want to start going more routinely. And the second one that I'm about to get a lot of slander for is going vegan.
Oh, that's cool.
Grace hates vegans.
Okay.
I'm even joking. Anytime I'm like, oh, yeah, I think they have a cute vegan cafe here. And Grace is like, why would we come all this way for vegan food? Yes.
I mean, for me, I don't have any opposition to that because I'm already vegetarian. And I have been for like 5 years. And I also don't drink milk. So it's like...
You're halfway.
I'm like basically almost vegan. So... You know, we'll see how long this lasts. I remember last year, Lauren had, like,
veganism
a phase.
Girl September.
She tried to be vegan for the whole day of September.
Okay, let me explain. So one of our friends, she was doing, like, veganism August with her friends. And I was like, okay, that's fun. That's, like, cool. So I was like, oh, September, I'm going to do it. And then I, like, completely forgot about it. And I was like, okay, wait, I should be vegan right now.
You know what? I'll do... Okay, so my dad last year, he really got into, like, climate change stuff, and he was, like, telling us, like, instead of, like, buying an electric car, we should just, like, eat less meat, and he was, like, pulling up all these stats about it. If you do it, I'll do it with you.
What?
For how long?
A week. Start with a week.
I'll start with a week. I'll do it.
Okay, I mean, the thing is, when you look into it, like, there's a lot of, like, nuances. Like, you can't have honey, or, like, it depends on, like, how strict you are about it, but I've seen a lot of people, like, arguing, and, like, there was some, like, baking video or something, and this girl was making, like, a honey loaf or something, and they're like, oh, this isn't vegan, you're not a true vegan, like, you suck, and I was like, oh my gosh, so this is not the vibe.
Yeah.
And, like, some vegans don't, like, it's, like, products all around you, so yeah. you have to check in every little thing. I'm talking just diet.
Yeah,
we gotta, like, start small.
Some people, like, they're like, oh, I don't want to buy, like, this clothes because it was made out of wool or something. Anyway, that can be a separate episode. I know,
yeah,
like,
veganism.
Do a review, one week review of being vegan.
Did you guys ever watch the, like, Jaden animations?
And, I
like,
did.
Godwin's out
seven day
vegan
challenge baby solves all your
problems. Yeah.
Yeah. I actually watched that again recently, like a week ago. Yeah,
guys, we should all go vegan for a week and give a review.
You could eat. That could be
our 7 day vegan challenge. Baby solves all your
shin?
Problems.
Wait, no, you
no,
can't.
Shin
is
like
shin
is
powder. Meat powder. Yeah. Oh, sorry,
yeah,
guys.
I've looked
I'll have
into
to
it.
Sit out on this one. Yeah.
Anyway,
potential episode idea dropped.
I'll have to not.
What?
I mean, I'm kind of there, but yeah. I eat a lot of things like eggs because they have like protein and stuff. Okay.
Anyway,
so,
moving on from that off-topic discussion, any other ideas for resolutions for yourself or others?
To pass high school.
Okay.
Just like sticking to the schedule I lay out. Yeah. That's my resolution.
Okay, vague. Woo woo!
No, because like I have a pretty elaborate Google Calendar set up and I like want to stick to it. So far, it's been working, but I also get lazy after a bit, so we'll have to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me too. Oops. Me too. My New Year's resolution is to wake up at 5 every day.
Girl.
What?
And
I'm doing 5:45.
What?
5:45.
I'm doing 8.
So I wake up,
behind.
I wake up literally 8 a.m. Like,
every single day.
What is going on?
Because I have, like, I have radio first period. But since I'm a part of ABRO, I don't technically have to show up. Oh. I always do show up, guys.
Okay.
It's only a matter of time. But, you know, I am late. Like, on block days, I'll be, like, 20 minutes late. On regular days, I'll be, like, 5 minutes late. Because I just have a bad habit of waking up late.
Maybe that can be your resolution.
No.
Wake up on time.
No.
Okay. Yeah. That can be a general resolution.
Like, you don't realize how much you can get done by just waking up, like, a couple hours earlier.
Okay,
that doesn't really work
though.
For me because I, like, shift my whole, like, I just go to bed earlier so I wake up earlier. I don't, like, cut out any hours of sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Because sleep is my number one priority.
I feel like I'm more productive at night than I would be at morning. So.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of feel the same, but I feel like waking up early and getting out, like, getting stuff done, it puts my day, like, it sets off the day in a good way, you know? Mm-hmm. It makes me feel, like, more energized. Otherwise, I'd be like, oh, I slept through and, like, I wasted away part, like, an hour of my day.
Especially on weekends.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay, that's true. Because over, like, after, like, the big quarantine, I was like, you know what? I can't be sleeping in until, like, 11 or, like, noon or 1 each day. Like, it's just wasting the day away.
Yeah.
So maybe a 1 for me could be don't sleep until double-digit hours.
Yeah, no, because that always, like, sets me in a bad mood.
Yeah,
because
it's like,
happens.
I'll be like, oh, yeah, I just want to sleep a little longer. And then I'll wake up and be like, okay, where'd the day go? This is so annoying.
Yeah.
For me, I physically can't sleep past, like, 8 or 8:30.
That's insane.
So I actually don't have that problem. Go me. But sometimes on, like, Wednesdays, I have my second period off. So most times I'll sleep in until, like, 9 and then go to school at 10 or whatever. But I notice that whenever I wake up earlier, I can, like, get stuff done. I can look good. And I can, like, take a trip to Starbucks or something. So maybe I will wake up earlier on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
I think it's not like about sleeping longer, but it's just like your quality of sleep that matters.
Mm. Oh, I suppose.
So, like, if you are going to sleep for like 10 hours, because I used to sleep for a long time, but I'd be like really uncomfortable and I didn't have like the right pillow. I did not know that you could have like different kinds of pillows, but I would always have like neck pains and stuff, but now I can only sleep for, or I can sleep for only like 6 or 7 hours, but I'll feel way more energized because I got like the room's dark. I got my little eye mask on. Mm. Like I put my phone away for like 30 minutes or an hour before. So I think quality matters.
That's
too.
Another good habit. That's a good resolution. Yeah. No phone. Actually, so for French, we have these packets where we have to write about our New Year's resolution, but you can only have like a select amount of things you can write about. Yeah. And so for mine, I wrote, like, don't go on my phone for an hour before I go to bed, which I actually should follow through with instead of just writing it in French.
I can't do that, though, is my thing. Like, I get bored sitting there waiting for me to fall asleep. So I should definitely work on that, though, like putting away my phone and then going to sleep, because I feel like if you go on your phone while you're in your bed, it's like associating your bed not with just sleep anymore. Yeah. Which is the problem, but at the same time, I'm like, I finally have some relaxation time, so I want to spend it on my phone.
I mean, I've been trying to, like, read more before bed, because it's, like, good for you, and I have, like, a ton of books I've been wanting to read, but just haven't gotten around to it, because I'm like, oh, I have no time, and then I spend, like, the next hour just, like, scrolling on my phone. So maybe read more and stop, like, procrastinating.
Yeah.
I need to get my grades up.
Same.
Don't we all? Same.
Yeah, especially in this little class called A-Push. Okay.
And all the girls we need
need a good grade. Yeah,
actually kind of goes crazy.
I've been clawing my way to the finish line this semester.
I know. Finals week is coming up and it's stressing me out, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, we're applying to college this year.
Don't even.
It's horrible. Okay. Anyway.
Don't even. Anyway, to take my mind off of that terrible subject. Did anyone have a favorite gift they received this holiday season? Or a standout gift? Something you're enjoying at the moment?
I have like two things that come to mind. First, my dad got me an Apple Watch, which I was floored by. You should have seen my reaction because I didn't even like expect that because it's like kind of a big purchase. But anyways, he got it for me because when I go running, I'm always complaining about holding my phone to track my runs and like listen to my music. And now I can do that all from here. I'm pointing at my wrist from here. So that's really exciting. And then I got some earrings from another, do I call him my friend? I feel like that's
You're official,
weird.
Are you not?
Yeah, but like, isn't that cringe?
No. It's okay. Just a person in your life who has a title. It's like, I'm not going to call my mom like my caretaker.
Okay. Well, anyways, my boyfriend got me some earrings that I've been enjoying because I like wearing earrings these days. And I finally switched out my second piercings, which I hadn't done for a while, so that was fun. And then I got some socks, too, which I've been liking. Fuzzy socks.
Love it.
I bought myself Christmas gifts because, like, Christmas is all about giving, and giving to yourself counts.
Same.
Giving up also counts.
Giving up does also count.
Yes.
I just bought myself some stuff. What did I buy? Sorry. Oh, I had a family friend go to Goyard and
Yo.
I got a bag, cause they go to University of San Francisco.
Is it like the boxy looking stuff?
It's like, it's black. Yeah.
What's Goyard?
It's a French brand and it's like exclusive because they don't sell online. They only have like in-person stores.
Like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So Ava and her mom went to New York and that's what inspired me. So I bought that and I bought Fugs because Sophie inspired me.
I love my Fugs.
Just to clarify, that means fake Uggs, not anything else that you think it means.
And then I think I bought some other stuff too, but my favorite gift that I haven't received yet, but I know is somewhere out there, is Ava went all the way to Japan for me. She went to Muji for me.
Yeah, definitely for you.
Yeah, definitely.
She traveled all the way there.
She went for me. No, but every single one of my school supplies is from Ava, so.
Bless.
That, like, all accumulates to my gift.
And my gift to myself was also stuff from Muji.
You guys are weird.
Oh.
I've had the same pencil all year long. It's like one
of
those wooden ones.
It makes such a difference, though. Then you, like, actually feel like doing stuff.
I have, like, the 5,000 pack of, like, the disposable, like, mechanical pencils.
Yeah. I've only used, like, two, and then I'm too lazy to get another, so I have my, like, stubby pencils I found off the floor. Yeah, maybe I should go to Japan soon and grab some of those.
You should. Like, in the 7-Elevens and stuff, like, in, like, the little, like, Family Mart stuff, the stationery section is, like, so incredibly, like, my mind was blown. Like, it was just lost.
So
lost
good shit to
really,
crack.
Really gets. Yeah, it gets to her. Yeah,
yeah.
For me, I got these headphones that I've been really liking. It's like the ones that everyone has.
Is
it's
it
like
the Bose?
It's the Sony like WH-1000.
Oh, the aesthetic ones.
Yeah, I love them. Mm-hmm. They're so good. If anyone's considering buying, do it. I think there was a sale recently as well.
They told me that a week ago.
They look cute, and they have noise canceling, and it's like the best sound quality. So good.
Have you ever tried the Apple ones?
I have not, unfortunately.
Okay, I want to compare and contrast.
Oh, there's one I tried in.
I feel like those ones are
super
expensive.
I bought myself a pair of the Apple headphones.
Oh, really?
Dang.
But now, I'm like,
I'm hearing about the Sony one, so I don't know if I regret it or not.
There's always returning.
We'll compare and contrast. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We'll compare
headphone
and contrast.
Review.
Yeah.
Whichever ones are cuter are the ones
hers,
I will be going for.
Not mine.
Yeah, let's see. What else? Oh, I got my helix pierced for my birthday. My birthday is right around Christmas time, so that counts, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Did it hurt?
It didn't hurt as much as I thought it would.
Mine hurt.
Yeah, because I got my single piercings done when Sophie got her helix and her doubles done. And, like, I could hear her screaming from the other room.
I didn't scream.
What? But, like, I could hear her, like, being audibly in pain from the other room. And I was like, oh, my gosh, I want to get this done at some point. But, like, I'm so scared.
No, it's just because I'm a
wimp.
Cat.
Anyway, but, yeah, I thought it was going to be a lot worse. A lot worse than it actually was. But, yeah, it's cute. I like it. I also recommend getting pierced.
Yeah. I mean, me and Lauren, you know, we kind of have matching helixes now. We have the same, like, flower earring.
Mine's pink, though.
Okay, yeah. Fine. Maybe we don't match.
Whatever. I don't even care. Anyway, what else? Oh, do you have, like, a genius gift you bought someone?
Well, I had... Okay, in theory, my idea was great, but then I realized how difficult it was. So, I got a hoodie, right? I mean, I bought this hoodie, and it's, like, cute hoodie, whatever. And I was like, okay, to make this more personal, I could embroider something on, like, the sleeve, right?
Oh, that's cute.
And so then I get practicing, and I'm like, wow, I'm so good at this, until it comes to this thing called the satin stitch. And that was the death of me. I had to give up after that. I was like, I can't do this. Like, if you guys embroider, the satin stitch is my worst enemy. So, yeah, I did give up on that, but I do enjoy embroidering a lot, so... I think I'll continue to do that.
Wait, so what happened to the gift?
Oh, I'm just giving him the sweatshirt.
Oh.
Yeah, it's for Logan.
Did you have to, like, take it apart?
Oh, I didn't start.
Oh.
I mean, I practiced my design on a separate, like,
I would just
piece of fabric.
Picturing, like, a sweatshirt.
You have, like, holes in it.
No, yeah, because that's what I was worried about. I was like, if I mess up, he's not going to wear it, first of all, and I would have to deconstruct it, and they would just have holes. So I was like, you know what? He'll probably just enjoy this hoodie. And if he's listening to this, I haven't given it to him yet, so.
But by the time it airs, you might.
Yeah, I'm giving it to him, like, this Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so if you give it to him after 9 a.m., then he'll know.
Dang it.
Anyway, I actually did have a gift that hid the mark. So my dad really likes sunglasses, and so after work, I stopped at REI because my mom was like, okay, you have to pick up all this stuff for us. And I saw this, like, sunglass, like, cleaning and repair kit, and I was like, this is so genius. So, yeah, that's my gift, I think, hit the mark.
I also had another one. So my brother runs track and whatever, right? So I was Christmas shopping, and I went to Dick's Sporting Goods, and I was like, this is perfect. So I picked up 3 pairs of socks, one for my mom, one for my friend, one for me. I'm just kidding. I ended up giving one of them to my brother. But then I also was like, what else should I get? And the person I was with was like, oh, you should get him a water bottle. Like, he likes track and whatever. And I was like, that is genius. So I went to the back. I got one of those, like, squirty water bottles, but it's not, like, a Gatorade one. This one's, like, insulated.
Oh, that's cool.
So it's, like, lightweight. Like, you know how those heavy metal ones, you can't really, like... If you're running and you want to carry it with you, you can't carry this heavy thing. Mm-hmm. So I got him, like, a light one. It was insulated. It, like, sprays, too, so you don't have to, like, fiddle with a lid because that's just so much work. And it looks nice. So I was like, this is going to be a winner. And it has been a winner. He does use it. So that was a stroke of genius on my friend's part.
Anyone else?
I can go next. I also bought myself a watch for Christmas. But anyway... I'm just really excited.
That one
about
hit
it.
The spot.
Yeah. So for my dad, his golf bag is just really old. Like, she's vintage. So I got him a golf bag with his initials
That's cute.
On it. And then I got him, like, a golf simulator, but it's not one of, like, the $10,000 ones. It's, like, it's very inexpensive, and it just has, like, a little tracker at the end of the club, so he can use that. And then for my mom, she is, like, she's, like, always, like, cold, and she loves drinking, like, hot things. So I got one of those, like, what do you call it, like, heater things where it's like a coaster, but it heats up whatever's in your cup, so she can just plug it in and then put her mug on,
the little coaster, and then it'll keep her drink warm. Sorry. And then for my sister, you guys know those like octopus like flip in and out where it, like it's like mad and then you flip it and then it's happy. Mm-hmm. She really wanted one of those, so I got her that. And then for my friend sitting on the left, I actually haven't given it to her yet because it hasn't come.
Bro.
But I got her like little earbud things because
don't spoil it.
Well, it doesn't matter at this point because I know her, I know her gift, but because she always has like the wired ones and
bro, I lost this in Japan.
Yeah, oh. It bothers me. So, yeah.
Okay. Your turn.
Oh, so we don't really do good. I mean, like for Christmas and stuff, like my family, we used to do gifts, but then these past couple of years, we kind of don't. Especially this past one, because we were in Japan at the time of Christmas, so like, and we haven't put up a tree, or we didn't. Yeah. So like, we didn't really do anything. It's except fine. For I did buy myself a lot of stuff, and I got my brother a pencil.
Well, just a pencil.
Okay, well, like one of those Bic ones.
No, it was one of my like,
mechanical.
It was like two, and I gave him some leftover lead and stuff.
Oh yeah, the leftovers. No, yeah, that was really thoughtful of you. So, yeah.
That's pretty much it. I got a gift from my mom, though, which was very nice. It was like...
You're going to tell us what it
which
is?
Which was very nice of me, by the way. No, I just remember this. Well, it wasn't like... She, like, passes it off as a Christmas, but, like, whatever. So, it's basically, like, she has this diamond, like, bracelet, but a couple years back, like, she had two links, like, taken out. So, like... She transformed those into earrings somehow.
That's cute.
And she gave them to me. And I'm wearing them right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
Also, those are the earrings you were wearing.
Yeah. It was like, such a hassle, like, taking out the ones I got pierced with.
Are they the flat back ones?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, those are the worst.
So I had to get my dad to pry it, and then I dropped the diamond, like, on the ground. Anyways.
Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah.
She made it.
We've all been there.
Yeah, she made it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We can all certify. Earrings look good.
Yay.
The ears don't.
Oh!
Yikes.
Yeah, it just felt like roasting Ava.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Mm-hmm.
We shot like a freestyle rap contest at the end of when we like ending the show. And like when we're like, oh my gosh, this is our last episode ever. Anyway. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, I think we should scratch that.
Yeah.
Not at the end of this episode. Like, it'll be next year so we can prepare.
Can we have a rap battle?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Me and Ava should go ahead
and... We should do a rap battle tournament. So it'll be, like, Sophie and Ava first versus me. I mean, versus Grace. And then whoever wins battles each other.
It's going to end up being Ava versus Grace.
I will.
The matchup of a lifetime.
Ava's going to win. I'm calling it. It's that musicality in her.
Anyways.
Well... That just
that's
about.
That's a wrap.
That just.
I swear to God.
So that just about wraps up our episode, recapping our winter breaks and our Christmases. I hope you guys enjoyed hearing what we've been up to in our month of absence. And we're really hoping to get back on track with our recording schedule, which, you know, should be easier now that we are actually in school in the same country, I guess. But, yeah, I hope you guys all enjoyed this. We will be back in Better Than Ever next week again on Sundays at 9 a.m. So make sure to follow us on Spotify at Rice and Shine. We're also on pretty much every other podcast platform if you want to check us out there. We also have an Instagram at Rice and Shine Podcast, so make sure to check that out as well. We're hoping to get more frequent with our posts, but we're not good at planning. So New Year's resolution, get more posts on our Instagram. So that's all for this week, guys. Thank you so much for listening, and we will see you next time.